2021 Cyber Insurance Market Update. Cyber risks are growing in frequency, severity, and complexity, making them among the biggest threats of our time facing businesses and their insurers. Cybersecurity breaches are happening at a rapid pace because malicious actors continue to evolve their techniques while targeting new victims in an effort to stay one step ahead of today's best risk mitigation strategies. How does that translate into dollars? The collective additional cost and lost revenues companies face from cyber attacks could reach as much as $5.2 trillion during the coming 3 years, according to a report from Accenture PLC. Meanwhile, the data and analytics company Global Data has reported that gross written premiums for the cyber insurance market are projected to reach $20.6 billion by 2025. Mounting menace in 2020. We saw a series of significant cyber incidents and ransomware attacks, including the shopping platform Magento and the SolarWinds hacks. Kenneth Saldanha, Accenture's global insurance lead, explains. The latter alone impacted up to 18,000 companies, including multiple U.S. government agencies, and it has been estimated that it could cost cyber insurers $90 million. As a result of growing cyber losses, coverage rates in the cyber insurance sector have ballooned year over year at a significant pace. There is a wide range of rate activity by segment, industry class, and risk quality, says Thomas Kang, North American head of cyber, tech, and media at Allianz Global Corporate & Specialty AGCS. However, the broader market is seeing premium increases between 20% and 50%. Cyber insurance was previously considered an optional investment for companies with minimal sensitive data. The ubiquitous rise in cybercrime impacting all industries and market segments has since proven that being prepared to defend against existential cyber threats to a business is no longer optional, Kang says. It is critical that companies across all industry segments understand the business risk presented by cyber attacks and ensure proper investment to manage the risk. These issues are leading to supply and demand challenges in the cyber insurance market, Saldanha says. He notes the sector has a high ceiling for individual losses and potential for risk accumulation, as well as large capital requirements. As a result, fewer insurers are writing these types of policies, and those that do aren't willing to hold too much of this risk. At the same time, cyber reinsurance capacity is finite, he says. This rising demand has led to competition for capacity, hence increasing prices. The market also is beginning to see sublimits, particularly for ransomware losses. This hasn't historically been the case, according to Sandy Codding, head of Cyber for Swiss Re.